Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You just heard from Pat Narduzzi. And Pat Narduzzi is obviously not a guy. I would say I would not classify him as somebody who's on the hot seat. I wouldn't. I know there are some people who think he should be on the hot seat. I'm not one of them. I don't think that firing the coach and putting him in a situation where you're trying to, you know, start over, it doesn't make sense. I know there's a lot of Pitt fans that think that he should be fired or they need to move on. And I would ask you the same question all the time. If that's the case, what's next? What's next? Seriously. I know that he's lost a couple of games here that he shouldn't have lost. But what's next if that happens? And that's the problem. To me, you're so close. He has you knocking on the door. You're there. You're right there. So to me, what, you know, if you fire him and you move on, it's not going to be a big, you know, you're basically going to have to start over. And then you've got to climb the hill again. And at that point, what are you really going to accomplish? I mean, to me, if you're Heather Like, you look at this team and you say, they're better than 3-2. What's missing? What's the problem? But I don't think you fire the coach. See, to me, I feel like when you're Pitt, you need to understand what your ceiling is. I don't think you're going to be Alabama or LSU or Notre Dame or one of these teams that can win 11 or 12 games every single year. I don't think you're going to be that. So to me, I feel like you really have to evaluate the program based on what what's realistic. What do you think is realistic? Winning every single game, being 11-1 every year, 12-0, it's not realistic. And understand there's a lot more programs who are capable of being 9, 8, 9, 10 win programs than there are of those elite programs that can win 11, 12 games every year. I really think that Pat Narduzzi has the program knocking on the door. I do. I know that there are some people who, you know, call me a moron because they say, well, you know, it is what it is, but you should stop defending Pat Narduzzi. I don't agree with that. Because if you do start over, I mean, if you do fire him, you're starting over. You're absolutely starting over. And I don't know that you want to start over. See, to me, if you think about where the program's at, I don't even know that I can make the case that the program is back to the level it was when Dave Wannstedt was here. And when they fired Dave Wannstedt, it set the program back 10 years. At least. So, to me, if you're Heather Like and you're one of these Pitt fans, you've got to evaluate it realistically. Now, can you say, hey, We need to make some changes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We need to make some changes. We need to get a new, you know, maybe offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, you know, whatever. But we need to make some changes. But I don't think you want to change the head coach. Because I think, you know, Pat Narduzzi finally has the program to a point where they're recruiting well. They're doing what you need them to do in terms of bringing the talent in. He's got recruiting ties are built. Recruiting areas are, you know, are already designated. The talent base is there. If you fire Pat Narduzzi now, you're talking about starting over. You're also talking about anybody that's on the fence about leaving school to go to the NFL, they're going. And a number of other players are going to transfer. So at the end of the day, whoever comes in is going to have to start over. And I think that is something you do not want to do. I mean, think about it. When they fired Dave Wannstedt, their plan was, originally their plan was Al Golden. But Miami came in and worked quicker and got him. The next plan was Michael Hayward. We all know how that went. They then knew they had to throw a bunch of money at Todd Graham. A year later, he was gone. And the only reason I bring that up is because, and I apologize, again, I tried to eat real fast and I got these hiccups. They're just driving me crazy. But the only reason that Paul Christ left, obviously, was because Wisconsin job came open. But that's the risk you take. They went from Wannstedt to Christ, if you count both of them. I think they had seven coaches in eight. If you count interim coaches, they had seven coaches in 18 months. That set the program back a lot of years. Then Chris came in and he left. I'm just saying, I don't think that it is really a wise decision to want to fire Pat Narduzzi. But something needs to change. You can't keep losing to, you know, NC State and Boston College and these kind of teams. When you have a team that is supposed to win, you've got to win. I get all that. And I know Pat Narduzzi talks about how they're close. They are close. But eventually you got to get over the top. And he hasn't gotten over the top or come close to getting over the top. That's the way it is. You've got to start winning games like that. Because think about it. If you win those games, those two games, you're 5-0. You are one win away, and you've got Florida State and Georgia Tech coming up. Excuse me. You've got one win to have a winning season. Then you say split. Then go 2-2 against Miami, Clemson, Virginia Tech, and Notre Dame. Now you're at 8 wins. The math is what it is, but the bottom line is Pat Narduzzi's got to start winning these games. I don't think firing him is the way to go. I think making some changes on his staff, asking him to make some changes in philosophy, you know, in his philosophy or whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.